Well, you have a little bit of a head start on a lot of the rookies that are here. How have these first couple months been where you've been able to kind of immerse yourself in all things Patriots?
It's really amounted to a couple of weeks, but it's gone well. I mean, I've just tried to figure out what my position here is and just try to work hard.
When you say figure out what your position is it too early to say, oh, yo, this might be my strength, this might be a role, or how are you trying to figure out where you might fit with this team?
I approach every day where I come in, and I just know where I'm told to go, and that's where I'll be.
Obviously, making a transition from the CFL to the NFL was a big goal here, but to do it in your hometown, what's that mean to you?
It's nice to be here, right? It's the NFL, but truly, it's just having an opportunity for me.
What's been the most difficult part of that transition?
Honestly, it's too early to really make that determination, but I mean, I guess in a few weeks we'll find out.
Having local ties, I mean, does it make it more exciting to be able to put on the Patriots uniform?
Not really. It's just, you know, it's a professional sport. I happen to be playing here where I'm from, so it doesn't really make a difference as far as how I'm going to work and what I'm going to do, so no.
How about for family and friends? Does it make a difference for them?
Well, not yet, because it's too early to tell, right? There's a lot of time between now and September when the first kickoff is, so in the meantime, I'm just going to do what I do.
Have you heard a lot from people in Brockton, since you signed Coach Colombo, people like that?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard from Coach Colombo and people that I've always been familiar with, but I'd really try to keep a low profile, so I just kind of keep to myself.
Having Armand here as well, where you guys are coming from, you know, maybe not the same team, but the same experience, has that helped each of you? Have you guys been able to lean on each other as you go through the process of transitioning to the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, we're in the meetings and we're learning together and you know, getting all that good information that Coach is passing on, so we're just both trying to look for our spots in this team and see what happens.
Chase, what was the most interesting thing about Canada, playing up there, that you had to deal with? I guess we'd all probably think the weather, but was it something else?
No, I mean, the weather was a big factor just because it was Winnipeg, and you know, up until a couple days ago, it was still snowing. So I know that's kind of shocking to you guys. But, yeah, other than that, it's really the game of football. It's all in the same.
What were the areas you felt like you were able to most improve during your time up there?
You know, I always look to improve in every aspect of my game. I really don't try to look at something where I feel like I'm really strong and I don't want to focus on that. So I'm going to carry that same mentality here. I'm just going to try to improve in every way.
How vastly different was the game from football down here?
Again, we haven't played a game yet. So for me to be able to tell you that, I'm not sure. We've only done a walkthrough. So football is football wherever you go, as long as we're catching it and not kicking it. So, you know, I guess we'll find it in a few weeks.
Being a local, have you had to dispense a lot of advice to guys who are trying to get acclimated to this area?
Not a whole lot. I mean, guys pretty much stay to themselves in the sense that they want to go to the hotel, they want to come here, and they're here to work. So, you know, the only places we really know is the hotel and the stadium.
You still living in Brockton?
As of right now, yeah. Anybody else?
Where are you planning on going next?
Right now, I mean, I'm just here day to day, see what happens.
How exciting is this opportunity, though? Is there an extra kick to be wearing some of this New England Patriots on it?
No. It's just having another opportunity to play football. You know, I moved on from the CFL, and hopefully I continue my career in this path, and you know, I just kind of take day to day.
How do you look back at the CFL? You must be kind of thankful that it got your foot in the door professionally.
Yeah, I mean, I never regret anything that I do, just because I'm always focused on the idea that you learn from everything that you've done. So, you know, I'm here now, and hopefully I learn enough to move forward and progress my career.
And you had a fight for a chance, right? I mean, you were out of football a year, basically. You went back and were working at Northeastern.
Yeah, that's pretty much the path that was. But, you know, fortunately enough, I'm here now, and I guess I'm going to try to move forward and go from here.
Was an injury you had when you had your original tryout up there that kind of held you back in Canada?
I don't think so. I can't really remember. I mean, it's a little while off, yeah. But I don't think it was so much an injury as it was, you know, I guess, other factors that I can't control.
What kept you going?
The love for football. I mean, that's, you can't play this sport if you don't love it, and you especially can't be here if you don't love the sport. So that's the same kind of thing that's kept me going.
What's it like we talked to a lot of players. They come here because this is their shot at a ring, older players. What's it like when you get the call from this team? It's not like just, you want to work in the NFL.
Right.
But this is a little bit different, this team. Because as Earl Acker said, they always win.
Right.
It's a little bit different when you get, what's it like when you get that call?
I mean, truthfully, the call is the same. right? It didn't matter who it was, as long as you had an opportunity to play football and you just be grateful for it. Here, fortunately enough, they have a great tradition and all that good stuff, but like I said, none of it really matters until September, so that's what I'm looking forward to.
I know it's in your past, but when you think of football at Brockton High and playing there, what memories do you have? What are the fondest memories?
I mean, obviously winning that Super Bowl. But again, it's all in the past, and it's success that you've had, especially for me, a long time ago. So, you know, it's nice to have memories like that. And, you know, you hold pictures in your room and all that kind of stuff. But right now, it's just what I'm doing here.
You had the Super Bowl win? What year was that?
2004, maybe?
Okay.
I can't even remember.
That's what Google's for, right?
Yeah.
That game wasn't here, was it?
No. The game's here. That was at Bentley University.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Thanks.